Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest. We have Francois Palais, and he is the author of a book called Night of Destruction, The Stooges and Other Stories. Say hello, Francois.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, you have an amazing voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Now, I saw on your Facebook post that you're playing some instruments.
Yeah, I actually play bass and guitar.
Oh, wow. Did you ever go in a band?
Yeah, I've been in a few bands in the last 10 years. I had a couple bands going.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, and then I decided to sort of quit that and focus on other projects and other things like that.
Okay.
And I was in a Celtic rock band for about a year or two.
What's the name of the band?
It was called Stars and Ivy.
Stars and Ivy.
Yeah.
And okay.
And we played around town, and I was a drummer at the time.
Yes.
And the band kind of just decided to call it the quits. You know, people were moving away, but it was a good project.
Amazing.
Yeah,
okay,
good.
So you were drumming, but I saw you playing like piano and stuff. So, what was your first instrument?
My first instrument was playing piano.
Okay.
And my parents actually, I was lucky enough to have them get me into it, and I decided to switch to guitar later. And piano was my first instrument, really.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, but what, you said your parents got you into it, right?
Yeah, my mom.
Your mom, yeah.
And my cousin. And they said, well, let's see if he's got a talent for piano, which I did. And eventually, I got into the rock and roll, and Nirvana came out in the 90s. And I'm like, yeah, I'll just put this away, pick up the guitar. And I think the piano really helps with music in general.
You know? Yes. And what inspired you to become a writer?
Well, I always wanted to write a book. And a couple years ago, I decided that, you know what, I should write a book on something I'm really passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
So I love music. And I thought, what's a band that I could pick apart and really try to discover again, rediscover?
Mm.
So I thought, you know what, Iggy and the Stooges, that's it. So I decided to self-publish this book a couple years ago, went through a few revisions, and this is the final one, and I'm really happy about it, and a couple people helped me out with it. So it's been a pretty good ride.
You know? Awesome,
it's
yes.
Been pretty cool.
And we're going to play a Stooges song. Tell me about this song called Down on the Street.
Well, I think Down on the Street's a really good kind of powerhouse Stooges song because it really captures the sound of the band for me, and it's one of many songs, honestly, but it's just it's got a lot of heaviness to it. It's got a lot of groove to it, and I always like that song.
Amazing, right here on CJSF.
Down on the street where the baby's down.
Yeah, that was Down on the Street by the Stooges. All right, and we are back with Francois. So Francois, yeah. Is it French?
Yeah.
Do you speak any?
I speak some French, yeah. I'm half French, actually. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people mix up my name at the Starbucks a lot.
Oh, yeah? What do they say?
Oh, they say they can't say it, or they get confused. So I just say, just call me Frank.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, half French, and that's the name that I decided that I wasn't going to use in my book, just because I wanted to use my pen name, which is Jean F. Palais. It just had a neat ring to it when it was, like, on the print cover.
Yes.
So Jean Francois or Jean Francois, and then I just put, when it came out to publish, I just said, yeah, Jean F. Palais sounds pretty good.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Okay, so when you're searching for the book, yes, look for, yes.
Yeah, yeah, you could search the name or you can search the title.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. And you're going to read a little excerpt from your book. And
okay.
What chapter are we going to?
This one is called 1971 Transformation. Okay. Here we go. In the beginning, there was Iggy Stooge, and then there was Alice, and then David. But the strangest of these has always been Iggy. By the end of 1970, the Stooges were at a turning point, and by 1971, Elektra Records had dropped them, and they were in the way dead. But a pot was being brewed for another beginning that would start with a chance meeting for Iggy, and then in 1972, a flight to the UK. After Tony DeFries, David Bowie's manager, sporting a cigar and music label stink, took Iggy on as a customer, he got the singer out of the Stooges' contract with Elektra. The plan was to win over Columbia's Clive Davis at a meeting in his office. As Iggy remembers it, Davis asked if he would sing Simon and Garfunkel. Iggy said no. Davis then asked if the singer would be more melodic. Again, no way. Will you do what anyone asks you to do? An exasperated Davis wondered. No, I won't, Iggy said. But I can sing, want to hear? And with that, he leapt onto the exec's desk and belted out The Shadow of Your Smile, the Johnny Mandel pop tune that was a hit for Tony Bennett. That, weirdly enough, sealed the deal for the proto-punk charmer. 1971 was a transition period for the band, as James Williamson was hired during this time, and the band delved into more drugs. The year was filled with various concerts, notably at the Electric Circus in Chicago, where Ron Ashton and Williamson were both playing electric guitar. 18-year-old James Recca was on the bass, looking like a scared deer in the headlights, but up for the challenge. The year ended with the band being completely dropped by the Elektra Records, and Iggy getting an expensive Nikon camera as a gift by Jack Holzman. At the end of the year, Iggy met David Bowie at Max's Kansas City nightclub in New York. This was the beginning of a new friendship that would take the singer out of American obscurity to England the following year. There we go. Thank you.
Excellent read.
Thank you.
All right. And have you been to the Bowie Ball in Vancouver?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a fun, actually. I actually helped a friend out play guitar for one of their songs.
Oh, no way.
But this was a couple years ago,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I wasn't sure if they were still doing it or not.
Yeah, they do it every year.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's going to be the 10th year coming January.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be amazing. Do you remember what song you played?
I think it was China Girl, maybe?
Oh,
or
yes.
Moon Age Daydream?
Oh, nice.
One of those.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, and you were telling me that the book, there's some relation to Vancouver. What is this relation?
Oh, well, back in the 1970s, the band came over here, and they played in Gastown.
No way.
Yeah, they played in Gastown, and they played at it was called the Pender Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they played two nights in 1973. And a friend of mine who's, I don't know if you know him, but his name is David M. And he's in No Fun, which is a Vancouver local band for years. And he saw the band.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, a mutual friend knew him. And I'm like, I got to talk to this guy. And eventually we hooked up and we started, he told me a story about what happened at the shows, and he said it was pretty horrific and scary, but also very entertaining. And of course, Iggy Pop is an entertainer at the height, right? And it made for an interesting interview, so I decided to use it in the book.
Mm.
And there was a kind of a moment where I was like thinking, oh, you know what? This might actually be really fun to include a Vancouver connection with this book,
yes.
since I'm from here locally.
Yes.
And so it turned out really well, and I'm glad that he was able to kind of show up and tell me these stories. I think he was like 18 at the time.
Really?
So he said the show was great, and it was just, you know, probably one of his favorite show that he ever saw of any band, I think.
Mm.
And he was really happy to just share his stories with me. And I have a few more stories from other people as well, which makes the book pretty interesting.
Oh, yes. And yep. where can people buy the book?
So if they go to Amazon.ca,
mm-hmm.
or just click the title, Night of Destruction, it should pop up on your online feed. And you can order it from Amazon.ca.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we're going to talk about Blinker and the Star.
Okay.
Yes. Tell me about this one.
See, I saw this band back in 2000, mm-hmm. and I saw them at a place called Richards on Richards, which is probably gone.
It's gone, but I remember it.
You remember it?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a fun place. And I always thought this band could have been bigger than they were, mm-hmm. and in the 90s, but they had some success I think the album's called September Already. And the song Behind the Sliding Doors was my favorite song from that CD, because I was working at HMV at the time, and my boss at the time said, yeah, listen to this or you get a free show. You know, I was like, whoa, this is pretty cool, when HMV was around. And yeah, I miss those days. It was kind of carefree a little bit, you know, in the music world a little bit. All especially right. In music retail, you know?
Yeah, here's Below the Sliding Doors.
Time is up, the money's gone. Find the sun.
Yeah, that was Blinker and the Star from the 90s, yo. And if you love 90s music, there is a show here on CJSF called Noise of Carpet. So we're going to play that show promo. And after that, we have John in the Houses segment.
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Thank you, DJ Mehdi. This is John in the House's weekly What Is On in Vancouver's music scene this week from November the 14th through to the 21st. The music in the background is from Troy Ounce and the Alley Cat Bronx Field Recordings, a collection of field recordings from over the past 5 years, released November 11th, 2024. On this track list, he had songs Where Is My Happiness, Pick Me Up On Your Way Down, Faded Loves and Memories, Single Girl, You Don't Know Me. So check that out on YouTube. Just Google Troy Ounce and the Alley Cat Bronx Field Recordings. What Is On, music events off Facebook. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Unto Others, Hoaxed Spell, November the 16th, 2024, at the Wise Hall. Go check out the Wise Hall. They're an iconic club in Vancouver venue, and we need to support them. Thursday, November the 21st, 7 p.m., Mac Sabbath and the Super Suckers, the Rickshaw Theater, November 21st, 2024. At 254 East Hastings in Vancouver. Tuesday, November the 19th at 7 p.m., Whale, Every Blue Moon Tour. Oh, it's being postponed, so if you bought a ticket, you have to go to the Commodore to get a refund or find out what's happening there. Wednesday, November the 20th at 9 p.m., Roots and Herbs at Number 1 Alexander Street. Monday, November the 18th at 6 p.m., King Diamond at the Vogue Theater. This Saturday at 10 p.m., Frankie Hidalgo and the MVPs at Number 1 Alexander Street. Tuesday, November the 19th, 7 p.m., Richard Kleiderman, 40% promo code after landing at the Orpheum Theater. Tomorrow, 10 p.m., Tristan Fung at Number 1 Alexander Street. This Sunday at 9 p.m., Viper Central at Number 1 Alexander Street. Today, Ground Up featuring Meridian at Number 1 Alexander Street. Tuesday, November the 19th, 7 p.m., Jimmy Brown, Love 2, North American Tour at the Hollywood Theater. Tonight, 7 p.m., oh, you can still go see a show during our show, Jonah Yano and the Heavy Loop at the Fortune Sound Club. Thursday, November the 21st, Dino Groovin at the fabulous Morrissey Pub on Granville's Entertainment District. This Saturday at 9 p.m., Death from Above, 1979 tickets at the Vogue Theater. Monday, November the 18th at 9 p.m., Arson Shomolkov at Number 1 Alexander Street. You have to go and check that blues musician out. He's personally, I've seen him play, and he's just amazing. I may even be there. This Saturday, 8 p.m., Ruin Lust Ceremonial Bloodbath Scalding Extensive Slaughter at the Cobalt. I'm running through Facebook events, but you can as well. Yeah. I'm going to move on to the Roxy event. What is on at the fabulous Roxy? Next week, Wednesday, November the 20th, the Roxy and Live Acts present White Diamond, Luke Rossmo, and the Dreamers, and Pattern Lividity. The doors at 8 p.m., $12 in advance, $15 at the door. And they usually have fabulous house bands after that event, so stick around, enjoy the Roxy Cabaret. Thursday, November the 21st, Drew Story, Autopilot, and Jay Bing. Doors at 8 p.m., $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Oh, at next Saturday, November 23rd, it's Roxy Presents the Taylor Swift Dance Party. Doors at 7 p.m., dance party 7:30 to 10 p.m. And then on the Sunday, November the 24th, come on down to the Roxy and learn to line dance with our talented instructors and live band. Doors at 9 p.m., line dancing starts at 9:30 p.m. Well, that looks it for the Roxy this week. Check out the Roxy. We have great events there. This is John in the House's weekly song. It is by Vanessa Nose, Canadian professional singer-songwriter. Ness is a siren of song and story. Her new song, Welding, is out now. Written and recorded, produced, and mixed by Ness Nose as part of EP Glimmers. She has a show coming up on Friday, November the 22nd at the KW Studios Orchid Orchestra EP release show featuring Anna Katerina. Starts at 8 p.m., ends at 11 o'clock p.m. Doors at 7:30, $15 in advance, and at the door is $20. KW Studios and Karaoke Dance Theater Society, located at 111 West Hastings Street in Vancouver. So you're at the show, you can buy tickets online. Enjoy John and House's weekly song called Wielding by Ness Nost. That's Ness Nost, N-O-S-T. Enjoy the music. Be safe. One last show is in Westminster at Bullies Studios, utility provider. And I recommend you go check them out at Bullies on Thursday, November 21st. I may be there. Goodbye.